Thank you all. So, as Ken says, I think this is a pretty relevant topic as we think about the anti-SLAPP statute and its applications, in part because it's an evolving subject. The anti-SLAPP statute, it's a 2011 statute that has taken on some expanded interpretations and meanings in recent years. And as a result, I think that just about every single type of case that we employment lawyers think about bringing or we face ourselves having to defend, it implicates or potentially implicates the anti-SLAPP statute. So every single time we're now thinking about bringing a lawsuit or thinking about those first responsive pleadings, we should be thinking about the anti-SLAPP statute. I don't have answers for you about how to think about it, but hopefully what we'll talk about today will provide a framework for some of the questions that we should ask and, you know, some of the motions, some of the arguments we might be able to bring. So, with that background, the anti-SLAPP statute passed in 2011. Texas is not unique. We are one of 28 states to have an anti-SLAPP statute. And it is a statute that is, the acronym is Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation. So the legislature says we are going to discourage these types of lawsuits. And those are lawsuits that are intended with the goal to intimidate people from bringing their claims in the first place, essentially to chill public participation. The thought is, okay, someone is going to know that if they actually exercise a protected right, it's going to be expensive for them because I'm going to sue them for something.